Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to E3. I'm here with Matt, the actual creator of the GamerX conference. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what GamerX is.
Sure. So GamerX is a convention for everyone where we kind of talk about games and our love and passion of video games and all types of games to play, but also explore LGBT issues and topics and characters and developers and games and communities and just kind of provide a cool, safe space where people can really explore those things to the extent that maybe they might not as much at some of the more mainstream shows.
Very cool. And how did you guys actually get started?
Well, actually, it started here at E3 about 10 years ago, where I came to E3 as a 17-year-old, and I was coming to all the events, and it was really fun. It's like the Disneyland of games.
Yeah.
But I noticed, at least back then, it wasn't as, really didn't feel like it was exactly the space for me. And so I really wanted to just go to a space where I knew I could be my total, free, open self, and be openly queer, or maybe have my boyfriend with me, and know that I could also be a full, open nerd and gamer. And that was part of why we created GamerX, is we wanted a place where people could come and be their true selves, where they could, you know, be whatever gender or sexuality expression they want to express, but also that doesn't take away from their pure, unadulterated love of video games and everything about the community, and a place where they can have both those things in one space.
Very cool. So what have you seen for people who have attended GamerX? Like, what's the reaction like to them to getting to come and be in that space and be in that community?
I think that for a lot of people, it's very eye-opening. Even for myself, I think, before we started GamerX, we just did local meetups. I just wanted to meet other gay geeks. I worked in the tech community, and I had felt a little isolated because there wasn't really a lot of resources for me. And so I started having meetups, and people who came were like, I finally have a place where I would go to gay events, and I would be too nerdy for gay people. Or I'd go to nerdy events, and I'd be too gay for that community. And here's a space where I don't have to hide certain elements of my personality. And so people came, and we had 2 wedding proposals in the first 2 years.
Oh, wow!
We had,
so cool.
You know, just like so many people were like, finally, I found my community.
My people.
And really, that's what's the most empowering thing about it, is people saying, I finally feel like I belong somewhere, that I know other people who can relate to my problems and communities. And that really is what, you know, I think the value of the convention is.
I think it's so amazing that you've created that. So I just want to say thank you, because to take the initiative, so many people are really like, hey, I'm looking for something, or no matter what it is in the world. And I think to actually take the initiative and say, hey, this is a need, let's go out and create a space, and then have so many people be able to benefit from participating in that community is huge. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Well, I want to also say thank you to Microsoft, because when we launched Gamer, it was originally called GamerCon, became GamerX, we launched a Kickstarter. I had no idea what the reaction was going to be, and within the first week, we got this really amazing, touching video, both from EA and from Microsoft, about why GamerX was important and why we needed to exist. And I think without the support of companies like EA, Microsoft, companies like Oculus, who have been helping us out, we wouldn't be in this position. I think that, you know, it's one thing to say this is important, but when you have companies like Microsoft, Intel saying these people matter, queer people are important, they're a part of the community, and they belong here just like everyone else, that sends a much stronger message than just me having an event. I think that the support from the community and the industry is really what's helped our event become a thing.
Very cool. It's honestly an honor. Like, it's been really cool this week to see, you know, Microsoft step up with Gaming for Everyone and what we've been talking about in that space, which there's links below for anyone who wants to check out that information. And just for me, with being an ID at Xbox, like, that's one of the things I love most about ID, is not only the diversity of the content, but it's also then the diversity of our creators that, you know, are involved in making the content, and the diversity of those stories. And then it creates an opportunity for anyone to find content that resonates and is meaningful for them, right? Which is really what we're trying to do in this space, is be able to connect, you know, gamers with all of this amazing indie content. So for me, within ID at Xbox, it's definitely one of the things that I'm most proud of, is getting to see that huge array of diversity within our portfolio and our creators. So
yeah, and it's so important for gamers from all walks of life to be able to see themselves represented in the games they play. And that's why I was so excited to see, like, Fragments of Him launching on Xbox One, and games that whether it be about bisexuality or different, you know, gender expressions or different races, or even being disabled, or just different experiences that haven't really been explored in games. is so exciting, and that's what I love about indie developers, because they're, you know, no matter what platform they're publishing on, they're testing new ground, and I think that's so important that people get to try all these different experiences.
I was watching a viral video just the other week, and it was of that little girl who just got an American Girl doll that had a prosthetic, right? And you're watching that video, and the girl just goes, or actually, like, I totally started bawling, like, she just goes to complete tears, and she's like, it looks like me, and it's, you know, I think for those of us who aren't in a situation where we're not running into images in media and in our game space that look like us on a daily basis, it's just such a reminder that how powerful that is, that when you don't have that and, you know, can't take that for granted. So I do think it's so cool that we're starting to see more content in that space, in all of these different, you know, facets, to really be able to have people, you know, engage with content that they feel is meaningful and representative of who they are. So
totally. I think that, like, you know, women, people of color, queer people, everyone's been a gamer for so long, and I think only the last couple of years people are like, I actually do exist here, and I want my voice to be heard. And I think that's so awesome that, like, people, I think that for a while people just kind of accepted the status quo, and they realized that the gaming industry is for everyone, and that everyone can create anything, and there's this wonderful, amazing developer ecosystem and community ecosystem, and you can be who you truly are. You don't have to fit a specific mold to be a gamer.
And I think it's actually so interesting, because when you think about, you know, including those different segments within your game and having them feel included, think about your potential market, right? I mean, you've taken that, and it creates opportunities for you to tap into markets that you haven't tapped into traditionally before, you know, once you actively engage them. And so I actually think it makes so much financial sense for companies to just start thinking about it, not only because it's the right thing to do, but I do think that there is a financial justification, you know, for starting to pursue this stuff as well.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's part of actually why we created GamerX. We wanted to show people that you can include queer content or different content that maybe might be scary to marketing people or like the top level people.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, that's just another audience. You're not gonna scare away your existing audience. It might be new to them, but this is an entire new group of people who have never been that engaged or that, like, wow, like, I see myself in this game. I wanna buy those microtransactions, or I wanna buy the next sequel or whatever. Yeah. And they feel so much more like this is made for me. They see me and I'm welcome here. I'm not just like looking in from the outside. And I think that's so powerful. People see themselves, they get to play themselves, they get to experiment with things in a safe space. So I think that's really cool.
Very cool. So when is GamerX every year?
So it depends every year.
Okay.
But this year is going to be September 30th through October 2nd in Santa Clara. And we're in our fourth year. We also just launched GamerX in Australia, which is in its second year. And you know, it's really a space for everyone. We have so many people who come that don't identify as LGBT, and we love that. I mean, like, we want to be in the same way as a LGBT film festival. We're celebrating a lot of LGBT media and the developers and those themes, talking about them, but it's for everyone, and I want everyone to feel welcome. It's, you know, I would hate for us to have an event where other people would be like, well, that's not my community. I want it to be a thing where, you know, we can appreciate and celebrate those things, but everyone can do it as a family, and that's really what we try to go for.
Very cool. And I think you guys have a new announcement that you want to talk about, something new coming.
I'm super excited. So we've been working really hard to try to figure out how we can bring the GamerX experience to the East Coast. And we've been talking to our friends at Microsoft, and they actually have provided us with a really amazing space in Times Square. This November, we're going to have a GamerX Summit. So it's going to be a mix of the GamerX kind of personality and vibe and our fun approach. We always try to have it be very accessible, but a little bit more of a developer networking, kind of like, how do you get in the industry? If you are queer, how do you kind of tell your story? What are some of the learnings that other developers have had, failures, learn from those? Or even if you're not queer, just so you can kind of learn about, like, what's going on in the queer developer space and how, you know, if I want to include a trans character in my game or this or that, what are maybe some learnings from that? Or you know, what are some resources that you can use so that way you can do the best job?
Very cool. So exciting to see the continued expansion and growth. So.
Yeah, I'm just super excited that, you know, the audience is there and there's a ton of queer gamers that want that space, but getting the support from companies like Microsoft that actually see this community and say, it's not just important, but we want to see that community grow, and that we wouldn't be able to be here without you guys, so thank you so much.
It's totally an honor, and thank you for what you do and leading the charge in this space. It's absolutely fantastic. So if any of you are interested about the conference, we have links below, and you can find out more about Microsoft's Gaming for Everyone program below as well. Thanks so much.
Yay.
That was super awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're great. Super happy.